cost of poor quality. Achieving high levels of quality requires a significant investment of time and money. However, the proponents of total quality management, TQM, would argue that not investing in quality is the more expensive option in the long term. This is because poor quality has numerous costs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the cost of poor quality, also called the cost of quality, and a synonym, quality costs, in part as follows. Cost of poor quality. The costs associated with performing a task incorrectly and or generating unacceptable output. These costs would include the costs of nonconformities, inefficient processes, and lost opportunities. Quality costs. The overall costs associated with prevention activities and the improvement of quality throughout the firm before, during, and after production of a product. The cost of poor quality plus the cost of quality planning, control, and improvement activities is the cost of quality or quality costs. Let's look more at each of these categories next. Costs of poor quality, costs of failure. The costs of failure can be internal or external. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these as follows. External failure costs, the costs related to problems found after the product reaches the customer. This usually includes such costs as warranty and returns. Internal failure costs, the cost of things that go wrong before the product reaches the customer. Internal failure costs usually include rework, scrap, downgrades, reinspection, retesting, and process losses. External failure costs are the most significant and expensive failures because they can impact customer perceptions and loyalty. These costs include warranty costs, reverse supply chain costs, product recall costs, lost customers, and field service costs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines field service as follows. The functions of installing and maintaining a product for a customer after the sale or during a lease. Field service may also include training and implementation assistance. Ranking second in significance are internal failure costs. Internal failure costs include scrap and spoilage. These problems occur while the goods are still in production or in storage. These costs are also quite expensive because they require rework or replacement and can impact customers directly in terms of longer lead times or incomplete quantities being shipped. Duren also considers the cost of inefficient processes to be part of internal failure costs. In an organization with little investment in prevention, failure costs might make up 80% or more of the total costs of poor quality. Poor quality can include both sporadic and chronic problems. A sporadic problem is a sudden adverse change that requires remedy through restoring the status quo, such as unclogging a chemical supply tube in production equipment. Sporadic problems are dramatic and must receive immediate attention. A chronic problem is a long-standing adverse situation that may have a difficult-to-detect root cause, but is creating too much variability in a process. Chronic problems require remedy through changing the status quo. Chronic problems are not necessarily dramatic. They have been occurring for a long time, are often difficult to solve, and are at risk of being accepted as inevitable. The approach to solving sporadic problems differs from that for solving chronic problems. Sporadic problems are attacked by control processes. Chronic problems require root cause identification and continuous improvement processes. These costs may be impacted by an inevitable failure, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A failure occurring in either a product or a production process that is not immediately evident. This may be indicative of a faulty design. Costs of controlling quality, appraisal and prevention costs. Appraisal costs and prevention costs are the costs of quality initiatives and related training. As these are proactive investments, they are considered the good kinds of quality costs. Organizations use appraisal and prevention investments to reduce failure costs, but need to do so in ways that maintain product profitability. Employees need to learn how to correctly use a variety of quality and lean tools to help them prioritize issues, select the right tools, identify root causes, find solutions, and then test and implement improvements. Improvements also need to be tracked over time to ensure that investments are paying off in improved processes and products. The goal is to more than offset the costs of investing in quality by dramatically reducing the costs of poor quality and therefore reducing the overall costs of making products and services. Appraisal costs include costs for inspections, calibration of equipment, product testing, and quality audits. By definition, inspection occurs on finished goods to determine if they meet all specifications. Inspection can also occur for incoming raw materials or components, but these are the finished goods of suppliers. While appraisal costs are necessary to some degree, the Lean methodology considers these to be a form of waste because perfect quality goods should not need inspection. From a TQM standpoint, prevention costs need to become the highest priority because these measures reduce product and process variability. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines prevention costs in part as follows: the costs caused by improvement activities that focus on the reduction of failure and appraisal costs. Typical costs include education, quality training, and supplier certification. Prevention costs also include preventive maintenance, quality planning, statistical process control, and the cost of devoting time to various types of continuous improvement or longer improvement projects. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines preventive maintenance as follows: the activities, including adjustments, replacements, and basic cleanliness, that forestall machine breakdowns. The purpose is to ensure that production quality is maintained and that delivery schedules are met. In addition, a machine that is well cared for will last longer and cause fewer problems. The theory is that increasing investment in prevention will increase the total cost of poor quality over the short term, because failure costs will not immediately go down. Over the long term, however, as multiple rounds of continuous improvement are applied, the cost of failure will shrink dramatically, and the cost of appraisal will also shrink as less is needed. Thus, investing in quality has a long-term positive return on investment. Note that there are two basic methods for detecting the need for quality improvements: quality control and quality assurance. In many quality circles, the basic difference is that quality control measures conformance to standards or requirements, such as product specifications, while quality assurance measures conformance to process, policy, or procedure. An example of quality assurance using this definition could be the degree to which a worker follows the required procedure of placing a template overlay over a part before adding components as marked on the template. However, there are many interpretations of these terms. They are often treated as synonyms. Whatever they are called at your organization, both conformance to specifications and process conformance need to be measured, appraised, and failures in conformance reduced in occurrence, prevented to one degree or another.